The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Live from Dorm 221, you are now tuning in to Soul Love, a podcast about my experiences with my mental health and how I dealt with it. I'm Josh, and I'm the host, and I hope you enjoy. Hello and welcome to episode number 6. Today's going to be a little different as I am joined with my roommate, but also my brother, Ethan Villanueva. Ethan, go ahead and tell my viewers about yourself.
Hello. I'm Ethan Villanueva. I'm a sophomore in international studies major with a minor in business and psych, and I'm excited to be here.
So usually I like to start off my podcast talking about my week. So I'll talk about my week, and then you can also talk about your week. Last week, oh man, it's another tough battle, man. It was pretty crazy week going through midterms and whatnot, stressing about studying. But honestly, as we always say together, like, we always get through our stuff. So got through another week of hell, essentially. What about you, though?
Man, last week was all right. It was pretty good at the start, and I just went down. Hopefully this week's not, but we'll see how it is, you know?
Man. I feel like we always come back to, like, the past 3 weeks for us have just been straight, like, garbage, like, per se. And, like, we both kind of go through our mental state, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. All my viewers know about my mental health and how it's been recently, how it's been in the past, and how I plan to take it on in the future. So today's all about you, man, talking about your life and whatnot. So if possible, man, do you want to give us a background to your mental health and just, you know, talk about anything?
Yeah, sure. So ever since I was younger, I've always just, like, struggled with mental health, had my ups and downs. I'm no different from any other person, I feel like. And I've had my fair share of downward spiral episodes that built into character, I feel like, and defined me as a person. So yeah, I'm not someone who's just been a ray of sunshine my whole life, I guess.
So would you say your mental health controls your life, or, like, what is your mental health, like, mean to you, like, nowadays? Because I know how much it meant to you in the past, like, we've talked about this, but nowadays, like, what does it mean to you?
Man, that's such a difficult question, because actually, no, it's not, because ever since I was younger, and the reason why I'm so open about talking whatever I feel or talking about whatever I feel and crying, this and that, is because I prioritize my mental health even over my physical health, because that's, I mean, it really, to me at least, I think it really affects how you carry yourself every day, literally every day, every second of the day. And if you're just a wreck when it comes to your mental health, that's just bound for disaster. So gotta keep it good, gotta vent, gotta say what's on your mind, gotta express every feeling that you feel, no holding back. That's how I think.
That's literally all I tell my viewers, like, every week, man. Like, I'm pretty sure 3 out of the 5 episodes I, like, talk about, like, how much it means to a lot of people, like, their mental health, you know, and just how people should prioritize their mental health over their physical health. I'm not saying they should stray away from their physical health, but, like, also it's hard to function without your mental being healthy, because if your mental is just straight, like, horrible, it's hard to just get up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And see, like, when you're going through some, like, mental struggles, you're likely to just start doing things that will impede on your physical health, like you start drinking, start taking drugs, this and that, just things that will eventually destroy you from the inside out.
And I feel like, segue into our next topic, like, it, people don't really understand that, you know, there are a lot of people in this world that don't understand how important your mental health is, and I feel like that comes with the stigmas in our society. You know, there's a lot of people that think that having a weak mental just means you're just, you know, like weak, you're weak, you're showing too much emotion. Like, as us guys, you know, like, we grew up, we have to be tough, you know, like, we can't show emotion, we can't talk about this and that, we can't be soft, you know, we always talk about that, and it's sad to see, because our society is built around the thought of being strong, like, especially as men, it's hard. So, like, what are your thoughts on the stigmas around mental health?
Oh man, it's honestly terrible. And just, I mean, it starts even when you're just a child, you know, like what you see on TV, the people who are like, oh, cool guys, the super, like, well respected, this and that, they're always people who are like well put together, they're for the most part quiet, they're like, they don't say anything about, like, man, I feel sad, they you don't see them cry, nothing like that. And it just builds this idea that you're not supposed to, well, you're just supposed to act the way that they act, the way that you see them. And even, like, I guess my family, like, no shade to my dad, but he questions, like, man, why do we need therapists? Why do you need a psychologist? What, I mean, you know, that could just be, like, miseducation and not knowing exactly, like, the struggles that others go through, not saying that he doesn't, but, you know, just maybe because he's tried to handle it his whole life, he doesn't know that he could lean on others or even vent to others. And I've seen that even in harsh situations that would definitely have a person bawling their eyes out. I only saw him shed tears for about 10 minutes and then he put a stone front. So I guess that's from him having the same upbringing of be a strong man, have this non-emotional personality, things like that. Yeah. So I do think that the stigma that men should be not emotional, I guess, I don't really know how to put it otherwise, is terrible.
No, yeah, literally, I was brought up the exact same way, like, and it's hard now to connect with my dad, you know, like, no shade to him, you know, all love to my dad, but when I was growing up, like, he would question why I was feeling the way I was feeling, and I couldn't explain it, because I could never identify my own mental health when I was younger. And no shade to all the dads in the world, I'm sure there are a lot of dads out there, like, that are loving and caring, but I'm pretty sure it's just the way our dads grew up, and in the time that they grew up, they were brought up to be exactly like we were talking about, like, the stigma of being strong, and like we couldn't feel emotion as men, you know? It's like, especially like a lot of people say that men shouldn't cry. Like, that honestly doesn't make any sense to me, because it really doesn't, because we feel emotion too, like, you know what I mean? Like, we're human, and that's just how we're brought up, you know? And it sucks. Like, have you experienced anything more than, like, the dad stigma, or, like, just, I don't know, like, maybe in school, you know? Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, I've definitely had experiences where I'm, like, I guess, questioned on, like, why am I acting this way? Oh, this and that, because, like, I remember in school, I was, like, really sad about what this one thing, and when I was in middle school, I mean, and this girl was like, why are you crying? Boys aren't supposed to cry. And I was like, mentally, I was like, what? Why not? Am I really not supposed to? Because I mean, I'm a kid, so I don't really know exactly everything. So I that made me like that for a little bit. That reinforced the idea that I wasn't supposed to do that. But then I realized I felt better when I did cry versus not. So kind of stuck with that. Thank God. That's really the only standout thing for me. How about you?
I just feel like agreed, like, man, like, it sucks that's like literally the way we grow up. And it's just like a lot of the stigma I've experienced, and I've talked about it in previous episodes. It's just like, should I even be feeling this way? You know, are my feelings valid? It's just a lot of, I need somebody to validate my feelings, which is why it's so important to have somebody there for you. I know you were talking about your dad. It's just like, he needs to realize that, you know, it's okay to lean on someone for once instead of just finding out on your own, because sometimes we never know the cause of our feelings, and we just need to talk about it to feel a lot better, you know. It's why I'm grateful for you, because we always share our feelings and we're like super open to each other, and it makes everything easier, because a lot of people don't understand the stuff we go through, and it's great to have someone there, you know what I mean? It's tough. Do you think it's important for people to have somebody there for them?
Yeah. And honestly, I don't know where I'd be if I didn't have somewhere there for me. I think some of my toughest struggles were, I guess, eased with someone there to talk to, and thank God I have someone someone to talk to, because I know there's a lot of people out there who don't have it, and that could be really, really difficult. You know, like passing of family members, even that, just you really need someone to lean on, someone you could just vent to, and even if it's something just like just talking about it without their input, just letting everything out, it really makes you feel a lot better. And you know, I do feel like, but I remember times where I just felt alone. I felt really lonely, and I felt like, because no one was checking up on me, I just felt I felt lost. Genuinely, I really felt lost, and I can't say depressive, but I was pretty down. I was really down, and even though it like took a while, like eventually there was someone there for me, and I just started venting and like letting all of it out, and I was bawling my eyes out, and it wasn't even something from a loss. It wasn't like this and that. It was just pent up emotion that I wasn't able to express correctly. And I had my hobbies. I had drawing. I love drawing. I had my like listening to music, all my outlets, but just not having someone there for me was something that like it really kept it in. And it was something that wasn't fixed by my hobbies or this and that, you know?
No, I feel that. And segueing to a different topic, like how you were talking about with your dad, like how your dad says, like, why is there the need for therapists, man? Like, they are very essential to the community, especially people that deal with like their depression, their anxiety. Because I've told my listeners and my audience about how I did therapy, and I feel like that's another stigma in society where people think that it's weak to get help, you know? And it doesn't even have to be professional help, like as we were just talking about, like having someone there for you. But man, when I went to a therapist, it felt so good to just have someone listen to you for once, you know? Because it's no judgment, because they're your therapist and they don't really know you like that. It's not like your friend, like. And that's another stigma too, like talking about your feelings with your friends, like what if they don't understand like the same things like that you talk about, and like how you how you think and how you feel. It's that's why it's very important to go to like professional help, you know. And as you were mentioning, like your outlets, man, like talk to me more about that. Like what are other things you do to stray away? Or just like, as I was talking about my last episode, I go to the gym. Like that's my outlet to my life. Like, you know what I mean? I do a lot of things to do essentially like self-care. So like what are your go-tos when you're feeling like, you know, down and trying to get out of that funk? Like what do you do to care for yourself, you know?
Well, it really depends on what I'm feeling. Like if I'm feeling sad, then I will usually just kind of keep to myself a little bit, and then when I feel ready to talk about it to someone, I'll try to do that. Go to someone I know, listen. I also, when I was back home, because I had places that I could go just to be alone, just go to a view near the ocean and just open my windows to my car and just sit in the back seat drawing, listening to the waves, maybe just looking out for a while. That's something that really, I guess, soothed me, I guess. But if I was like super angry, I remember like I had a punching bag in my garage and I just go crazy with that. And that sounds pretty bad, but because I feel like even though I do it, like lashing out at something when you're mad is never positive. But for me, that's something that helped me calm down, helped me with that. Yeah, how about you?
Man, I talked about a lot of this in my last episode, so I'll keep it quick. But man, the importance of, as you mentioned, like going on drives, man, as simple as that, being one with nature. It might not be something that everybody does, but for us, at least, like the simple things and just looking at the waves and just being calm, it makes us calm. And that's a lot of what I do. Like I try to go on drives, just sit in my car, just recollect my thoughts. And the big thing I talked about, this is music, man. Like music is one thing that I cannot live without. Like it's something that nobody should live without, because what are you doing if you're not listening to some music, man? Music makes you feel all sorts and types of emotion. But yeah, those are just the simple things that I do. Segueing to our last topic, and we're about to close here, but for my viewers at home, you know, wherever they're at, what should they do to take steps into what they should do about their mental health? Like how should they go about it? Like do you have any advice for the people out there listening at home?
Man, there's a ton of things that you could do just to do that. I mean, like I think one of the top things, honestly, is try to be there for someone else. Because once you're there for someone else and you validate their feelings and are there for them, they become someone that you could be there, or they could be there for you. They could do the exact same thing. I mean, not everybody, but if you find that one person that really, like for me, that's Josh. Like I vent to Josh all the time. We just, I mean, like he said, we just share. And that's something that really helps. It really, really helps. And another thing, like we said, having your hobbies. I mean, hobbies are there so you could have your off time, have your moment to think. When you really have those kind of things in your life, it helps when there's someone that's not there. And it just, I guess it could become your therapy. I mean, yeah, it is your therapy. And shit.
I dug myself a hole.
I think get yourself a therapist, man. You never really know if you actually need one, honestly, because a lot of people are still bound to that stigma that, oh, you can't express this and that, you shouldn't be feeling this or that, and if you do, don't say anything about it. And I remember at a point in my life, like I said, I was pretty down and stuff. It wasn't until the point that I decided that I should try to talk about it is when I opened the floodgates, you know. It just started pouring out feelings that I didn't think were there, feelings I didn't even know were there, just started coming out. Like I like from that I started like knowing what I really care about, what I was annoyed by, angered by, super happy about. But when you're just keeping it all in, you kind of forget like how you truly feel, if I put it into simpler terms.
Hey man, that's some really deep stuff right there, and I hope all my people back home are listening to these words, because they're really deep, man. It's, I don't know, you need someone there for you, and your feelings are valid at the end of the day. That's really all I have. And once you feel comfortable with sharing your thoughts with other people, it just makes it so much easier, guys. Like I 100% promise you, it's really relieving. And with that, I appreciate my brother Ethan for coming back on and just sharing his thoughts. And anything else left to say?
I think as my closing thing, like, man, just be there for someone. Just everybody needs it. Like we said, just be that person that someone could rely on, whether it's just helping out with little things, big things, talking, you know, just be that person. And just know that like everybody's emotions are valid. There's not one person in this world who has invalid feelings, because what you feel is how you, I mean, that's you, and no one could change you like that. So just understand that everyone goes through it, and don't gaslight people.
No, for real, that's real talk, man. If you take anything from this episode, is don't gaslight people. No, I'm playing. But yeah, man, we covered a lot of things, and I really appreciate you guys coming back for episode number 6, man. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and as always, stay up, stay humble, stay blessed. Peace out, guys.